Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from Acts chapter 4, verses 8 through 12. Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, "Rulers and elders of the people, if we are being called to account today for an act of kindness shown to a man who was lame, and are being asked how he was healed, then know this, you and all the people of Israel. It is by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, but whom God raised from the dead, that this man stands before you healed. Jesus is the stone you builders rejected, which has become the cornerstone. Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to mankind by which we must be saved." Some would say that what Peter did here was risky, unwise, or even foolish. He and the disciple John had been thrown into prison the previous evening by people who did not like the message of Jesus they were teaching. They ordered them not to tell people about Jesus anymore. But the very next day, Peter boldly proclaimed the greatness of Jesus again by crediting Jesus' power as the cause behind the miracle he and John had performed. Then Peter went on to condemn his accusers for their sin of crucifying Jesus. Finally, Peter sharply told them they were all spiritually misguided for not believing in Jesus as the Savior. Not exactly the best way to make new friends, some might say. But Peter knew people needed to hear about Jesus. He knew there was no other life so perfect that it could fulfill God's laws on our behalf. He knew there was no sacrifice as sufficient as the one Jesus offered on the cross to forgive our sins. He knew there is no better Savior than the one who is proven to be more powerful than death and has promised eternal life to all who believe in Him. That's why Peter wasn't afraid to share his faith. This is why we don't need to be either. Nothing can separate us from the love of Jesus. No one can take us from His gracious and perfect care. Lord Jesus, there is no name that evokes such gratitude in my heart as Yours. Keep me always close to You, so that I will be a bold witness of my Savior. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then Daily Devotions. God bless your day.